Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call of Mahle Group on the 2019 year-end results. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call to see the slides. You can also download the presentation from the Mahle Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you are invited to ask questions via phone. On this call today, Mahle Group is represented by Michael Frick, Member of the Management Board and CFO of the Mahle Group, Philipp Kuckuck, Vice President Corporate Finance, as well as Jan-Frederik Thiele, Director Corporate Controlling. Now, I would like to hand over to Mr. Michael Frick.
Yes, thank you very much, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are delighted to welcome you to our year-end results call. Before I start, please let me express my hope that you are all doing well and have come through these difficult days without harm. Over the next 20 minutes, my colleagues Philipp Kuckuck, Jan Thiele, and I will bring you up to date on Mahle Group's financial results for the year 2019. Given the prevailing COVID-19 crisis, we will also be deviating from our normal communication and discussing the current year's trading, as well as our most recent outlook on the potential further development for the fiscal year 2020. After that, we will be happy to answer any of your questions. Continuing the negative trend from the year before, 2019 saw a further decline in both the passenger vehicle markets and medium-heavy-duty truck markets worldwide. Production of passenger cars fell by 5.6% and by as much as 6.3% for trucks. This trend was particularly noticeable in China. The trade dispute between the U.S. and China, the impending hard Brexit, the ongoing regulatory discussions about future mobility, and the general economic downturn in most major national economies were the main market drivers in 2019. As you can see on page four, showing our key figures at a glance, Mahle was unable to escape this general trend. However, we managed to outperform the market in terms of sales. In comparison to 2018, our sales fell from 12.6 billion euros to about 12 billion euros. Despite the decrease in revenues, the R&D ratio remained steady at 6.2% of sales as we continue to shape solutions for future mobility. EBITDA margins and net income, however, were impacted by reduced sales volume and a lower gross margin. A less attractive product mix, higher prices for plastic granulates, so-called resins, and anti-dumping duties on Chinese aluminum in the U.S. were the main drivers for the development of our gross margin. Finally, in response to the significant deterioration in market conditions, Mahle announced the closure of several plants throughout Europe and the reduction of the workforce at our Stuttgart headquarters. This resulted in restructuring accruals of 200 million euros and a resulting negative net income of 211 million euros. Let me explain the background and the goals of these restructuring measures in more detail. To compete in a potentially shrinking market for components for internal combustion engines, Mahle has to focus on cost leadership. One of the results of this strategic positioning is a thorough assessment of our production footprint and continuous adjustments to our production plants and processes to meet a best cost setup. Mahle therefore took the decision in 2019 to close two Western European plants of our filtration business unit. The plants in Telford, U.K., and Öhringen, Germany, exhibited cost structures which were too high to meet our profitability targets. As a result, these plants will be closed and their projects mostly transferred to our Eastern European locations. we also announced the closure of our Italian engine components plant in La Loggia, as well as a general restructuring of our thermal management plant in Rouffach in France, which will focus its production on electrical heaters used for both combustion and battery electric vehicles. At the same time, we are cutting our SG&A costs and aim to reduce total overheads. These measures will be accompanied by an initiative to reduce the workforce at our headquarters in Stuttgart by almost 9% and also by the closure of an R&D center in Fürth, Luxembourg. To facilitate the growth opportunities offered by the electrification of powertrain solutions, Mahle Group changed its organizational structure as of January 2020. The Mechatronics and Electronics division has been merged with our profit centers for pumps and compressors to form a new business unit focusing on products for electrified vehicles. The new business unit achieved sales of 1.2 billion euros in 2019, corresponding to year-on-year growth of 5.4% against the background of a global market downturn. Wilhelm Emperhoff, the former head of Mahle's business unit Filtration, has taken over as head of the new business unit. His role as Executive Vice President of the Filtration business unit has been filled by Martin Weidlich. Mr. Weidlich is a highly experienced expert in the automotive industry, having worked in several management roles at Benteler, Getrag, and Ford. The change in the organizational setup reflects our dual strategy by giving the new mobility solutions a stronger foundation in our corporate structure. Furthermore, Anke Felder joined our management team from Opel, taking over the role as Executive Vice President, Human Resources. Coming back to the key financials for 2019, our sales performance was mixed. The year-on-year development was influenced by the sale of our joint venture, HBPO. The company still contributed 352 million euros to sales in 2018 and was sold in mid-2018. As a consequence, it did not contribute any revenue in 2019. The general decline in our organic business due to the shrinking global markets amounted to 376 million euros, or 3% of total sales, and was thus substantially better than the overall market decline of 5.6% for passenger cars and 6.3% for trucks. This is mostly attributable to our Mechatronics and Electronics business, as well as to our aftermarket business, which grew by 5.4% and 2.3% respectively. Mahle sales also benefited from the development of global FX relations with a positive effect of 176 million euros, stemming mostly from the US dollar and Japanese yen. Nevertheless, the market environment has left a significant dent in our performance while we continue to focus on the transformation of the global automotive powertrain business with our dual strategy. The financial impact of this trend is shown on the next pages by Jan Thiele.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. EBITDA was impacted by higher material prices, mostly driven by increased plastic granulate prices and U.S. anti-dumping duties on aluminum from China. Lower sales and a less attractive product mix in terms of profitability also contributed to the lower EBITDA margin. Moreover, our bottom line was impacted by restructuring accruals of 200 million euros for the closure of several European plants and the adjustment of further businesses. When comparing EBITDA to 2018, we need to note that the 2018 results were positively impacted by the sale of HBPO. The net loss, therefore, amounted to about 211 million euros and would have been only slightly negative without the mentioned restructuring accruals. Given the negative net income, Mahle Group's equity decreased from 3 billion euros in 2018 to 2.7 billion euros at the end of 2019. The equity ratio of 32.7% was slightly below the minimum threshold value of 33% as defined in our financial policy. In addition to the negative net income, the equity ratio was influenced by an increase in the balance sheet total of 125 million euros. This increase reflected our financing activities in 2019. Mahle issued new Schuldschein loans, which increased bank liabilities, while at the same time raising the group's total cash position. The net loss, payments for an additional 5% stake in Mahle Bär, and a slight increase in working capital at year-end were the main drivers of the increased net debt position. As a result, the net debt to EBITDA ratio rose to 1.9, thus coming close to the 2.0 threshold of our financial policy. I would now like to hand over to Philipp Kuckuck, who will give you an update on Mahle Group's cash flow and funding.
Yeah, thank you, Jan. Turning to cash flow, we have to state that operating cash flow in 2019 suffered from reduced sales volume. Another impact on operating cash flow was the final installment of the 2070 warranty case with a 31 million euro payout in March 2019. Given the overall market performance, Mahle took a clear step towards preserving cash by reducing cash outflow for CapEx by almost 10%, from 608 million euros in 2019 to 549 million euros in 2019. The only major M&A-related payment was the 5% acquisition of a Mahle Bär GmbH and Co. KG stake. The price for this 5% stake was substantially lower than last year due to the lower market valuation of our peers in the automotive supplier industry and the reduced current profitability. Financing cash flows reflect the new Schuldschein issue and a small term sheet bond in July and August 2019. With regards to the financial markets, Mahle used the favorable situation at the beginning of 2019 to amend and extend the existing revolving syndicated loan facility with 10 core banks. The new loan has a volume of 1.8 billion euros and a tenor of 5 years with 2 one-year extension options. We are pleased that all of our 10 core banks have joined this loan again. At the same time, Mahle issued a set of new Schuldschein loans with 5, 7, and 10 years tenor. With a focus on US dollar, the volume of the new issue reached 175 million euros and 213 million US dollars. Faced with a small maturity of a 29 million euro from an old 5-year privately placed euro bond, Mahle also chose to issue a new 5-year privately placed term sheet bond for 30 million euros in August 2019. All in all, these transactions increased Mahle's average funding duration and thus ensured secure long-term funding throughout the transformation phase of the automotive industry. I would now like to hand back to Michael Frick, who will give you an update on the latest development in 2020 with a special focus on the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on Mahle's business and the outlook for the full year.
Yes, thank you. 2020 got off to a slower than expected start in Europe and especially South America. The COVID-19 crisis started in China, where Mahle lost about 1 month of total local sales due to the shutdown in February and March. However, production has restarted and we expect a gradual recovery. At the end of March, we stopped production at most of our European plants and did the same in North America and South America at the beginning of April. At present, we cannot say with certainty how long the shutdowns will last or how strong the subsequent recovery will be. As of the end of March, the cumulative sales loss compared to the budget had reached 412 million euros, and in comparison to the first quarter in 2019, sales were down by 475 million euros. On the next slide, we would like to present two scenarios for the future development of our business. The two scenarios we are modeling internally differ in terms of the shutdown duration and the shape of the recovery after the shutdown. In the more positive scenario, we expect a total shutdown in Europe and the Americas of 5 weeks and a regular recovery back to monthly budget figures later this year. The more pessimistic second scenario shows a total shutdown in Europe and the Americas of 8 weeks and a recovery which continues to see sales clearly below monthly budget figures for the remainder of the year. The accompanying global automotive production figures predict a 15.2% decrease in light vehicle production compared to the budget for Scenario 1 and a 23.3% downturn for Scenario 2. The truck market would see similar movements for the market declines of between 16.8% and 25%. Total global production could fall as low as 75 million light vehicles in Scenario 1 or 67.8 million light vehicles in the pessimistic scenario. This development would result in a substantial decrease in total global sales of Mahle Group. Annual sales are expected to fall to approximately of 10 billion euros or even as low as close to 9 billion euros in the worst case scenario. These sales losses are split quite evenly around the globe, with China actually being best off in both scenarios, relatively speaking. Mahle is taking every possible step to reduce the impact of such a massive sales decrease on the group's profitability. Where possible, we are receiving support from government programs for short-time work, and we are reducing the workforce in line with falling sales levels at other locations. We have also adjusted our CapEx plans for the rest of the year. Nevertheless, we expect the COVID-19 crisis to have a significant impact on the group's earnings and thus also on total indebtedness. At this point in time, it is almost impossible to give any indication of the long-term consequences of the COVID-19 crisis on Mahle, the automotive industry, or global economy as a whole. We hope that you stay safe, and we will keep you updated as the year continues. With this, I would like to conclude our presentation and invite you to ask any questions you might have. Thank you very much.